He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, January the 8th, 2019, live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we have a very good start today. Market seems to be losing that volatility. We seem to be getting some stability back in the market finally. I think it helps that we're back to a normal business week where everybody is back to work and the volume is normal. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 272 today to 23,804. Still a long ways from its all-time high, but we'll definitely take the move in the market today. The S&P 500 is up 23 points to 2573. The NASDAQ up 56 points, 6879. The small cap index is up 0.7%. That's the Russell 2000. It's at 1414. Crude oil, which seems to be giving some direction to the market here recently. Crude oil is up 95 cents per barrel today, $49.47. Crude oil is up 2% today. I think that has a lot to do with the move in the market today. Gold is down $7.60 to $12.82. Silver is down 8 cents to $15.68. And we've got a big jump in interest rates today. Oh, not a big jump, but we're up almost 3 basis points. We're at 2.71% now on the 10-year. And lastly, Bitcoin is up $53 per coin to $4,103. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in Charleston, South Carolina. And of course, South Carolina now home to the college football champions for 2018. Congratulations to Clemson, which is a couple hours north of Charleston. In Charleston, it seems like the folks are either Clemson fans or they're South Carolina Gamecock fans. Well, the Clemson fans are the happy ones today with a national championship, college championship, by blowing out Alabama. So football going well here in South Carolina. And let's not forget the San Diego Chargers, my former home. They beat the Baltimore Ravens over the weekend. So, hey, a little bit of good football action here in 2019. Well, we've got a pretty decent day going on in the market. I did do some buying yesterday, put some money to work. That will show up in my newsletter this weekend, which you can get by going to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I start the day with 93. That number is improving. 93 B-plus or better stocks in my Best Stocks Now database of over 5,000. I also have 72 that have a momentum grade of A or better in momentum. So that is also improving. And as I said, I did put some money to work yesterday. Well, we had the fourth day of gains yesterday. Well, fourth day in the last five sessions. We got to go back to last Thursday, when we had a big drubbing in the market, when the market was down 600 points. But since then, we've had four pretty good days. The trade talks are going on between the U.S. and China today. There are hopes that the new trade talks between the U.S. and China will bring the two countries closer to a resolution in their prolonged dispute. U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross predicted the two sides could reach a trade deal that we can live with. Well, that's what we're hoping for, aren't we? Because that trade spat has hung over, it's been a dark cloud over the market now for about the last 9 months. Yesterday was a good day for the tech stocks, Amazon, Netflix, AMD. I did notice the big moves in those stocks yesterday. They all gained more than 3%. And now Amazon moves past Microsoft in market cap and once again claims the top spot as the largest publicly traded U.S. company. Now, let's not forget that Apple was on that perch not too long ago at $1 trillion plus, but it has fallen hard from that perch. The retail sector also had a really good day yesterday, although, you know what I noticed? A lot of the recession retailers did very well yesterday. Companies that do well during a recession, I'm talking the Dollar Trees. I think Dollar Tree was up 6.1% yesterday. Dollar General also had a big day yesterday. It was up about 6%. Also, Ross Stores up 5.3%. And then the discounters, like Ollie's Bargain Outlet, up 7.5% yesterday. Five Below had a very good day. It was up about 5 or 6%. I talked about it a little bit on my show yesterday. And the Burlington stores also up 3.3%. Very good day for the retail stocks. I guess the consumer is not dead yet. The consumer is still out there buying. In fact, the chain store sales sizzling today. The weekly reading by the Johnson Red Book on chain store sales came in red hot again at 8.9%, following last week's mark of 9.3%. So kudos to the consumer out there keeping this economy alive. I'm seeing downgrades to the bank, the financial sector. I said that the financial sector, the earnings expectations were too optimistic for 2019, which we're now in. And, of course, we'll get a good feel for the banking sector early next week. We're closing in on the opening kickoff of this earnings season, which will be companies will be reporting on the fourth quarter of 2019, or no, 2018, and I'll be watching those earnings very, very closely. Right now, we're expected, let's see, where are my numbers here? We're expected to get another double-digit gain in earnings, but we'll just have to see where that ends up here as we begin earnings season early next week. Well, we also have the talks going on, of course, today. Low-level talks. Now, this isn't our number one A team that was sent to China. This is the B team, but they're trying to narrow that gap, okay, that gap between no deal and a deal. In the meantime, the international markets did pretty well overnight. Japan up 0.8%, London up 0.8%, Paris up 0.8%, and Frankfurt up 0.5%. No progress being made on the government shutdown. President Trump will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office in a first for his presidency as the latest government shutdown stretches into its third week with no breakthrough in sight. He wants the wall that he promised in his campaign, and the Democrats do not want the wall. They think it's inhumane. No breakthrough in sight. Well, we'll see what happens. But I did go over the statistics last week that every week or every 2 weeks that the shutdown remains in place could take up to 0.1%, 1 basis point off of our GDP. So it's not something that's insignificant here. It definitely could impact U.S. growth. We had a couple of earnings reports come in this morning. You know, it was the weak ISM manufacturing report last week that sent the market into a tailspin. That was one of the reasons the market was down 650. Today we got the ISM services report. When we come back, we'll go over that one and see if we are seeing signs of a recession out there on the horizon. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're seeing some steam now come out of the market. We've lost about half of the gain. We're up 250, now we're up 120. The S&P was up about 20, now we're only up 8. And the NASDAQ, which was up about 50, now up only about 14 points. Well, Goldman Sachs, let's go over that ISM services report. It was the ISM manufacturing report that really, it was the worst report since 2008. That happened last Thursday, and that was on the heels of Apple's warning. And Thursday, you saw the market down 650 points. Of course, the very following day on Friday, it was up 750. As the bouncing ball continues, today the ISM Services Index came out. It fell sharply also, but not as bad as the ISM Manufacturing. This is the non-manufacturing index. It came in at 57.6, but the expectations were 59.6, and last month it was at 60.7. Now, if it goes below 50, that indicates contraction. We're still well into expansion phase, but it did fall sharply from last month, and it was well below the consensus. But as I said, the offsetting report to that would be the chain store sales, which were very strong, showing a plus 8.9. That's a follow-up to last week's 9.3. There definitely seems to be a correlation here between oil prices and the market. If you look at a chart of oil, one proxy you can use is the ETF USO, which is an ETF that corresponds to the spot price of oil. You can see that oil prices, which started to fall the first week of October, and let's not forget that's when the stock market started to fall. Because as oil prices go down, you have to make adjustments to the stocks within the energy sector. Energy sector earnings also have to be revised lower. But having said that, we've now come down and have started to settle in here for the last one, two. We're in the third week now of building a nice sideways trend in oil prices and starting to see it inch up a little bit now. That could really help the market going forward. And I think that oil prices are going to be a key indicator. Goldman Sachs, which had a forecast of $70 per barrel average for 2019, has lowered their forecast to $62.50. But even if they're right, if oil can get back up into the above $60 area, that should bode well for the stock market. But you know what? I'm looking at the oil stocks themselves. I don't really like them. I looked at BP yesterday. I looked at Occidental. I looked at Mobil. I looked at Chevron. They just look okay. But the bigger news there is the market does seem to be following oil prices. Goldman Sachs predicting $62.50 average oil price. We're just over $49. If we can get back to 62 with oil, that could bode well for the S&P 500. in 2019. Things continue to slip in Europe. I haven't seen any good news coming out of the Europe area, the Eurozone. I can't remember the last good news. German industrial production. Now, Germany is the powerhouse of the Eurozone and the Europe economy. They see production slips once again in November. Factory output slipped 1.9% in November, marking the third straight month of decline for the Eurozone's economic powerhouse. It could be heading towards recession. In fact, if you map Germany's industrial production and GDP growth, it points to a recession. In Germany, I continue to have an inverse ETF on Europe. We also have the big Consumer Electronics Show, day two in Las Vegas. 180,000 people attending. Not a room available over there, unless you get way off, you know, into the the back roads of Vegas. A lot of interesting developments. IBM revealed the world's first standalone quantum computer. How about that? Samsung showed off a 98-inch television. Boy, where would I put it? And Intel and Facebook said they would put the final touches on a new artificial intelligence chip in the second half of 2019. That's an interesting development there. Textron's Bell division, a partner of Uber Elevate, also unveiled its design for a full-scale air taxi. Where can I pick one up around here? Other technologies, robot delivery dogs. Well, there, go get the newspaper, would you? I could never get my my Weimer to get the newspaper for me. He would wander off and I'd have to go find language translating earpieces. How about that? The earpiece, they're talking to you and you're hearing it in your language. And non-invasive diabetic alert devices. Well, that's already out there. Companies like Dexcom and others. Uber unveils their air taxi. It's a full takeoff and landing air taxi. The Bell Nexus vehicle uses hybrid electric propulsion, and the company calls it a major step in creating an on-demand Uber Air network. Uber wants to launch the on-demand air taxis in California, Texas, and an international location within 4 years. I'll tell you where they could really use one, in California, man. Those freeways, boy, if you could just fly over all that mess down below, that would be sweet. Uber does plan to be one of the biggest IPOs in 2019. They should, right now, they're estimating their market capitalization to be about $90 billion. That's a $90 billion idea somebody had to come up with Uber. Well, the last time they valued Uber, it was $76 billion. So it's gone up to $90 billion now. Some were floating $120 billion valuation. Now it's being floated at about $90 billion. The Uber is expected to go public in the first half of 2019. Lyft is also expected to go public this year. Those will be two giant IPOs to keep an eye on this year. Okay, this is Bill Gunderson. What's starting to look good here in the market? We'll be back to talk about that. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
G'day. I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-in Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-in Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-in Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We have, the market continues to lose steam here. The Dow now up just 104 points after opening up 250. Maybe some of that optimism on some kind of deal with China dissipating here this morning. Well, let's check in on Visa. Visa has been one of my favorite stocks for a number of years. Definitely been a best stock now. I currently do not own Visa. Visa remains in a downtrend. If you look at the chart starting back in October, you've seen lower highs and you've seen lower lows. I need to see Visa break that downtrend that it's in, and then I would be very, very interested in it once again. Visa and Sirius XM are creating an e-wallet which will deploy Sirius XM's connected vehicle service. Well, what does that mean for you, the driver, and the owner of a Visa card? The e-wallet is designed to integrate into a vehicle's dashboard to allow drivers and their passengers to do such thing as order and pay for coffee, find and prepay for gas, locate and pay for parking, pay for movie tickets, and pay tolls. The company says the product can draw on a number of technologies to enable safer, more secure commerce, including the Visa token service, which allows an extra layer of security for payment. You know, I always hate handing over the $5. It never fails. Every time I go through a drive-through hamburger stand, it comes in at $5.01, and there's not a penny in my car to be found, and they're going to give me 99 cents in change. And as they hand the change to you, half of it falls onto the ground below you, and, I kind of like this idea, all right, of a pay through your dashboard. Click a button, paid, and you don't have pennies and dimes and nickels all over your car, except when you need one. Qualcomm is talking up a self-driving. Who isn't talking up a self-driving car? Has Starbucks come up with a self-driving autonomous car yet? How about McDonald's? How about a McDonald's self-driving car? Qualcomm is making a presentation at the Consumer Electronics focused on autonomous vehicles and 5G. It will get three tiers ranging from entry level to high performance, with all three tiers built on the Snapdragon 820A platform. Well, we'll see how the self-driving car works out, but it's definitely coming to freeways near you. Intel, obviously, working on the self-driving car. They made a big purchase in Mobileye, buying that Israeli company. And, of course, Google is a big player in the self-driving car with their Waymo cars. And, of course, NVIDIA with their self-driving chips. They're a big player in the self-driving car. Just about every technology. Now you can include Qualcomm in that. Of course, they've been in it for a while. Also coming up with their own self-driving car technology. Who has the most patents? IBM kept the U.S. patent crown for the 26th straight year in 2000. Has that helped me as an investor, all those patents? They received 9,100 patents in areas like artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and cybersecurity. Of course, the stock hasn't gone anywhere during those last 10 years, but they are still the king of patents, receiving 9,000. They're keeping the patent office very busy, 9,100 patents in 2018. Yesterday, Amazon moved ahead. They snatched the market cap crown. They're closing in on $800 billion again. Yesterday, Amazon hit $797 billion. I just looked at Amazon. Amazon's had a nice run here. Amazon stock got as low. Let's take a look at Amazon's chart here. One of the great growth stocks of our era. Amazon is no longer in a downtrend, but it's still fighting. It's still struggling to break out of the downtrend. It hit 2,033 back in early October. It went clear down to 1,307. So from 2,033 clear down to 1,307, Amazon went through a 36% correction starting in October, and maybe ending at that 1307 level in late December. Now, since hitting 1307, Amazon has gyrated its way back today to 1641. So after its 36% sell-off, you are now up 25%. Very quick, 25% from the bottom. But from the all-time high, you are still down some 20%. All right, so it's still, it's working its way out of an individual stock bear market. Amazon is at $805 billion in market capitalization today. Amazon's also going big into perishable food. Well, you know about Blue Apron and HelloFresh and Kroger delivering these meals to your house. That's all you got to do is cook them. Now, if I could find a cook, that would be okay. But what good do the ingredients do me? At I'm working, and my wife doesn't really, I think she plays dumb. She claims she can't cook, but I know better. Anyways, Amazon appears to be prepping to make a deeper push into is there anything Amazon? Now, where's their self-driving car? Is that coming, huh? I know it is. They ready-made meals. Here's what Amazon says. Ready-made meals are an interesting strategy. Well, delivered right to your door. It leverages two major competitive advantages Amazon has been investing in heavily. Its Prime Now network of last-mile delivery solutions and its growing network of Amazon Go. Have you heard of Amazon Go? These are convenience stores, self-checkout. You know how you walk into the 7-Eleven? You stand in the long line, and there's about three people in front of you that are collecting $5 lottery tickets, and one guy whose gas pump doesn't work, and they got to figure that out. Well, Amazon Go, you go in there, there's nobody. It's all self-service, I guess, cameras and all kinds of things, but you check out yourself, and no clerks involved. That's one of their big growing networks, Amazon Go. And also, obviously, Amazon is really ramping up their Whole Foods distribution centers or their grocery stores. So ready-made meals are a logical application to run on top of this infrastructure. So I guess you could stop by an Amazon Go, pick up chicken cacciatore that you just got to heat up on the microwave or whatever, and you're all set for dinner. Well, let's check in on Facebook. How are the FANG stocks? The FANG stocks are definitely recovering. Baird, they're a big research firm out there that I never listened to, but they are reiterating their outperform rating on Facebook. Let's just check in on Facebook shares. We haven't done that. Oh, man, I'm telling you, Facebook just got crushed. Facebook hit $218 per share back in late July. Maybe it hit bottom in late December at $123 per share, Mark Zuckerberg. That's a loss of 43.6%, Mark Zuckerberg, with one misstep right after another. They're still saying they're not doing anything with the information they gather from you. which you know what? I don't believe that one at all. Facebook has lost 44% of its value. It is up, however, off of its low here. Facebook has recovered this year so far, from 123 to 140. What does that work out to percentage-wise? That works out to a gain of 13.8% off the low. I'm still not buying. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we are seeing less volatility in the market here recently. It seems like the market sure built in a lot of bad news and a lot of pessimism in the last couple of months of 2018. And it is a truism that the market always overshoots on the optimistic side, and it always overshoots on the pessimistic side. And we are now gaining back a little bit, although we've pretty much lost all our gains for the day here. In fact, the NASDAQ has now gone negative. I continue to have about a 10% hedge in place in inverse funds. And I've also been putting some money back to work on the long side of the market in very, very select stocks. So you can follow along. I have my live trading. I have my newsletter that I put out every weekend. And, of course, I manage money in these frenetic, zany, wild markets. Okay, let's take a look at Netflix, another FANG stock. Netflix rallies after strong Golden Globes haul. Yeah, you know, how about Netflix beating all of these big studios, all of these Hollywood studios? Netflix had another good night at the Golden Globes, raking in five Golden Globes to lead all networks and streamers. The company's The Kominsky Method nabbed two awards, including one for Best Musical or Comedy TV Series. Let's check in on Netflix, which I haven't done in a while. Netflix has finally broken its severe drown trend that it was in. Netflix got clear up to $423 per share last June. $423 per share. It recently maybe hit bottom on in late December. Late December seems to be kind of a bellwether day here in the market. Maybe a lot of these stocks finally hitting bottom. On that day, Netflix got as low as 233. So from 423 down to 233, Netflix went through a 45% sell-off. And I remember early last year when, first I sold half of my Netflix position, which had doubled, and then I sold the second half, which also had a double, and shortly thereafter, it did go higher from there, but it's gone through a 45% correction since mid-June. I'm seeing buyers come back into Netflix, however. After bottoming out here at 233 in late December, it's at 308 today. Still a long ways below its all-time low, but it's made about a 30% recovery. Very quick move. in the last couple of weeks. Still a very expensive stock, P.E. ratio of 113, forward P.E. ratio of about 75 times earnings. So there's another one. We checked in on Facebook, which looks very neutral to me. We checked in on Amazon, which is going the right direction once again. We checked in on Netflix, which has had a pretty good rally here in the last couple of weeks. Google also would be another one that we would check in here on. Google going sideways, or Alphabet. I think Google Alphabet continues to have struggles with the whole regulatory clampdown that seems to be taking place on these firms that gather so much information from us. How about General Electric? He continues on a roll. I guess kicking it out of the Dow was the best thing that could happen. GE got down to $6.66 in early December. Now, let's not forget, it was not that long ago that this was a $33 stock. It went clear down to $6.66, which is a loss of 80% since 2016, basically about when Immelt retired and went into hiding. The stock went on an 80% slide, finally bottoming out at the biblical number of 666, which can be found in Revelation chapter 13, down 80%. Since then, it has climbed back to $8.62, as it's obviously attracting some value investors here. GE is up 29%. Since early December. Are you convinced? Well, it's trading now at just 10 times forward earnings. If you believe those earnings and there's no more surprises out there, and it has a P.E. ratio of just 12, now they're talking about buying or selling all or part of their Capital Aviation Services, and that is giving GE another boost here. GE at least heading in the right direction. Now, one more here that I think is very important. The smartphone revolution seems to be over. I remember when the computer revolution started to wind down. I remember when the television revolution started to wind down. Well, now it seems that the mobile telephone, I think the next revolution is in the car industry. I've been saying that for quite some time. And I think the medical industry still has plenty of innovation. But now Samsung, after Apple's big warning last Thursday, Samsung also warning here today. Doesn't look good for smartphones. It doesn't look like that's a real growth industry. Now it's just a matter of grabbing market share one from another. And we'll close on this one. Oregon is drowning in weed. Oregon has 1 million pounds of excess weed. Well, I don't know if they've got a website and a big sale going on. Now their lawmakers are considering legislation to legalize export of Oregon cannabis to other U.S. states. Well, if you'd like to talk to Bill Gunderson, one of my representatives from around the country, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.